The New Year and its Eve is one of the most internationally recognized holidays. Civilizations around the world have been celebrating the start of each new year for at least four millennia. And different regions celebrate it in their own way. The eve and day have almost like a carnival-like atmosphere to it. To celebrate it, we watch football games, drink champagne, toast new beginnings, wear crazy hats and glasses, set off fireworks, kiss and hug old friends, and visit extended family. It's a time of the year when we roll out the old and bring in the new, even to the point of dusting off the treadmill in the corner that has become nothing more than a clothes rack. It's a time for making new resolutions and new promises to ourselves. The common thread, however, is a gratified goodbye to the previous year so we can welcome the beginning of the new year. Here's hoping your celebration brings you memories to last a lifetime. On this first day of 2018, we look to Mary's example of reflection while remembering the blessings and challenges of this past year. Luke writes, "And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart." Well, what do you suppose Mary was thinking? One of the practical things she might have been thinking was, what can we feed all of these people? Another thought might have been, how long do we need to stay in this stable? Or angels, shepherds, kings, when will all this let up? More seriously, Mary had to ponder an angel telling her she would bear God's own son, a census causing her to travel to Bethlehem on a donkey's back, a manger filled with straw intended only for animals, a group of shepherds who are amazed. I mean, she had to be asking herself, what does all this mean? And how will I cope? As the mother of the long-awaited Savior, what did the future hold for this new little family? What did the future hold indeed for all humanity now that our Redeemer was lying there, an infant already being recognized as the Son of Mary and Wonder of Wonders, the Son of God? Well, let us, like Mary, reflect today on these things and keep them in our hearts. In our heart, Mary's ultimate answer to these questions was singular. Trust. Trust in the God in whom she fully believed. Trust that the angel's message was true. Rejoice, O highly favored daughter, the Lord is with you. Abiding in such trust, Mary became the ultimate disciple, the epitome of what it means to follow Jesus. She is the one who surrendered her ego, who quieted her fears, who made the decision to trust, even though she had little knowledge of what was going on. And in her wildest dreams, this poor, humble woman could never have imagined how significant her yes would be in human history. Besides being a very normal new mother, today's celebration of the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, confirms more than Mary as a new mother. She was an extraordinary person, a most holy and sacred individual. In the language of New Year's celebrations, Mary had a resolution, the resolution to open her heart to the amazing, enlivening fullness of grace. She resolved to voice a wholehearted yes. Like Mary's reflection, who knows what joys and sorrows, what lessons and challenges this year may bring. As we name our hopes for this new year, we might ponder our growing edges, the things we want to change, not about others, but about ourselves. May this year be a time when we put aside old grudges, try to understand a different point of view, listen to someone we disagree with, forgive someone, laugh more, sing a new song, and share God's love in word and deed. On this first day of the new year, let us resolve to make the heart of Mary our own, to resolve to notice the angels that appear in our lives, to resolve to welcome the shepherds of today, the poorest of the poor, to resolve to open our hearts to new possibilities, new beginnings, and new dreams. Let us promise ourselves that we will clean out a room in our hearts so that there will be a space for God to be wrapped in the swaddling clothes of our love and our trust, a space within us in which the child Jesus can be reborn. O God, bless us this day, and God bless this new year.